Thank you very much, Lerato. Festivities and celebrations are continuing here in the Northwest Province, celebrating the Northwest Tourism Month. This September, we started last week at Mankwe Game Trackers, and you know, so much fun was experienced there. And right about now, though, we continue with the conversations, and this one with Pilansberg National Park. Parks Manager, Ntate Kiabetswe Moremi. Mr. Moremi, welcome on air. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. Doing quite very well. And how are you doing?
I'm doing very much good. Just to our listeners, remember this is broadcasting live, large and in charge on Pili FM 95.0. Commuter FM 87.6 alongside Sun FM 105.0. Mr. Moremi, can you maybe share some insights into the park's history and really particularly its formation, the size, the type of species and development over the years?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the opportunity to listen to this opportunity for us to talk about Pilansberg. My name is Moremi Kiabetswe, Reserve Manager of Pilansberg. Pilansberg is a very, very fascinating area. It is as a result of a volcanic eruption that happened almost 1,300 million years ago, whereby it created a very, very beautiful volcanic complex, which is one of the largest of its kind in the whole world. And the rare rock types in the structure here is quite very unique, and it makes it a very unique geological feature. And it is just so beautiful. And it has actually evolved from that outside zone about 1,300 million years ago to such a beautiful,
Mr. Moremi, hello. All right. Apologies about that. Quite a difficult task to be broadcasting from a safari with little to no internet connection. But we do make a plan until we get it right. We are back on the line with Ntate Moremi. Ntate Moremi, apologies about that. We're still explaining and sharing some insight into the park's history and really into its formation, the size and types of a species and development over the years.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that, yeah. Like I said, it as a result of a volcanic eruption that happened over 1,300 million years ago. And this resulted into one of the largest volcanic complexes of its kind in the whole world. It has a very beautiful structure that makes it quite a very unique geological feature. It's a size of about 50,000 hectares, which is then a home to the Big Five, as you know them. And then you've got also a beautiful landscape that accommodates a lot of water that accommodates hippos, giraffes, and cheetahs as well, and you've got like an abundance of antelopes in the area. So this is the home to those species. And then the reason why these animals are able to survive in this kind of an area, the area is actually within the transition between the dry Kalahari and the wet lowveld, and which is actually the bush veld. So it's quite a very, very conducive environment for a lot of these species to actually produced quite very well.
And for such a huge number of species, Mr. Moremi, how does the park manage its diverse wildlife population, including the Big Fives and other species?
Yeah, we actually, a reserve itself, it's a, like you said, it's a natural reserve. We allow nature to take its course. So we just have to make sure that we create quite a very conducive environment for these species to survive, where you will actually let your lions to feed on your predator, your prey species, and then also ensure that you actually balance the numbers, that the lions don't get to kill a lot of them and all those things. And for as much as you have fenced them inside, you've got what is called a carrying capacity on how the area itself, how many animals the area itself can accommodate. So what we normally do is just work around those numbers to ensure that none of the species within the area goes extinct.
That is really interesting. What are then the day-to-day responsibilities of your position, Mr. Muremian? How do you oversee such a big park's operations?
I always say being a reserve manager is like being a municipal manager. You deal with human resources, your own staff, that you're overseeing their responsibilities. And then you also deal with the investors, people that invested in reserve, who are the key stakeholders. And then you also deal with the infrastructure, the fences, the roads, which are actually the key issues recently. And you also deal with the community expectations. Pilanesberg has been put to almost four cities. And then with the Makata being the biggest of the four cities, now you deal with the expectation from the community now that they are involved in their land. Their land is inside the reserve. So the reserve manager's responsibility to ensure that you balance all these things, to make sure the species are not suffering, you make sure that the community's expectations are also being met. And obviously, this is challenging, but the day-to-day responsibility of the reserve manager is all these things equally, so that none of them suffers, because as soon as one stakeholder suffers, it is going to then affect the existence of the other.
Fantastic. Now, just in closing, what role do local tribes such as the Bakhatla tribe and Mr. Muremi play in the park's, you know, management and daily operations?
We actually working out on how we need to get the communities to have actually very meaningful role to play in the reserve operation. We have signed the what we call management agreement with the CPAs, on actually apply on what is expected of the communities around, what is it that they need to do. We acknowledging that it actually belongs to the communities, and then we're managing it on their behalf. So we want them to play a role on ensuring that they are managing it. But for me, for now, to say to you, this is what I do, I'll not actually be telling the truth on it. Just that we need to sort it out within ourselves with them, to see what the role that we need to play. The challenges that we have, the communities have built in such a way that they actually cover the entire reserve, where it actually makes it a little bit difficult here and there when we try to manage what is inside the reserve versus what is just outside the reserve. We do have with the communities what we call a buffer zone. It's an area of no activity. So you get to find out certain areas where the community fences are attached to us, get to understand and get the community to understand the role of the reserve, and this is the need to play as well as outside. So we still be working out on things like that.
Sure. Fantastic stuff indeed. Well, Mr. Muremi, thank you so much for taking your time to share with us the fantastic offerings that, you know, Pilanesberg National Park comes with. Thank you so much. All right, there we have it. That is Mr. Kabetswe Muremi, the reserve manager here at the Pilanesberg National Park. Conversations continue straight after this because, you know, it is quite an eventful day here at the Pilanesberg National Park. We're going to just take it back to studio with more conversations on the flip side.